Though growth of the Lake Christine fire has slowed in the past week, firefighting crews are still working to control and manage what remains. I toured part of the fire perimeter with officials to learn more about their strategy in containing the fire. Late last week, the Lake Christine fire continued to burn along the upper stretches of Missouri Heights. A handful of firefighters watched pink clouds of smoke billow on the hillside across from Spring Park Reservoir. A homeowner in a pickup truck stops when he sees the iconic yellow shirts and hard hats.
That was nasty.
He wants to know what the firefighting strategy is now. It's been getting windy at night, and he's still worried about his home. Randy McKenzie is an operations section chief overseeing the Lake Christine fire. He points to a critical tool the firefighters have been using, a thick stretch of dark green vegetation across the hillside below the smoke.
That was a controlled burn?
That was a controlled burn.
That controlled burn happened in 2015. It was meant to improve wildlife habitat, but it was also a game changer in fighting the Lake Christine fire. See, the hills up here are steep, covered in thick oak brush. Matt Butler is a fire behavior analyst. He explains that as oak ages, the leaves become more flammable and dead dry wood piles up underneath. So the Lake Christine fire raced through the aging vegetation on July 4th and 5th. This was an intense running crown fire with flames as high as 40 feet.
And when it hit the oak in the old prescribed burn, it dropped to the ground and it basically just underburned the oak with much lower intensities.
This means by the end of last week, those flames were down to less than a foot. The fire continued to grow, but it was at a much slower pace. That's thanks to that prescribed burn from a few years ago that cleared out a lot of the fuel.
It made a huge difference. And I think our whole tactics and our whole strategy is how we're dealing with this northwest corner would be much different if these prescribed burns had not happened.
The 2015 burn and another nearby from 2007 bought firefighters some time, and now it's helping protect their safety. McKenzie explains that this terrain is too treacherous for ground crews. It's steep, for one.
And that oak brush is hard to walk through. You know, you have to crawl through it. And for firefighters to be fighting fire with that kind of hazard and not be able to see the fire near them, that's when we pull back and come to a safer zone.
That safer zone is below the prescribed burn. Even in high winds, the fire hasn't taken hold in that greener vegetation. This has allowed crews to work below to construct control lines that will direct the fire away from homes. McKenzie explains.
So that's our goal, is to make a black line parallel to the forward head of the fire, or maybe even just a little bit of head of the fire.
It's like a linebacker running at an angle to take out a wide receiver. When they intersect, the wildfire runs out of room to spread toward homes, because once the landscape is black, it won't re-burn. McKenzie and Butler say the Lake Christine fire is likely to continue burning for weeks, but they're hopeful this strategy means it will be in a direction that doesn't threaten lives or homes. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.